Brynan and then Shaq in the studios, but maybe not getting them right. I'll let them introduce themselves and then we kickstart the conversation. We talk development issues, community development, and this week we've been discussing potable water for some communities in northern Ghana. Personally, we visited, as a radio station, we visited a community here in Tamale called Kuntaliga, and their water conditions, I tell you, was nothing good to write home about. Drinking from virtually the gutters and some contaminated areas. So quickly, let me go to Studio B. My lady and gentlemen, they are already seated in Studio B, and welcome them into the studios. Brynan and Shaq, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, I hope I got your name correct.
Yeah, Brynan.
Brynan. Hey, okay. Okay, now introduce yourselves.
So my name is Brynan Kiernan, and I'm from the U.S.
Okay.
And I'm the West Africa Regional Director for Community Water Solutions.
And my gentleman?
Yeah, I'm Ibrahim Shakun. I'm the Assistant Project Manager of Community Water Solutions.
Okay. And I believe you are from Ghana, not US.
No, I'm from Ghana.
Okay. I'm very happy I have you in the studios, because the whole week we've been discussing clean water, potable water for deprived communities in northern Ghana. And I know, as your name implies, Community Water Solution, at least you have solutions to some of these water problems in the region. So quickly, what does Community Water Solutions, what do you do? Shaq?
Yeah, what we do is we empower women to start up water businesses. We empower women to start up water businesses.
If you say water business,
yeah,
make money out of water.
No, we don't make money out of that. Like, what we do is in the community we go, we train entrepreneurs to run the business with us.
Okay.
Like, they treat the water. You know, we deal with surface water treatment.
All right.
What we do is we go to places where they don't have boreholes, they don't have any source of water to drink. So we make sure we go to these areas and then help them out by starting the entrepreneurship business with the two. In any community we go, we make sure we choose two women.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll go to the districts where CWS, that is Community Water Solutions, you work in. We'll go there. And after we know the communities, if where we visited is not captured, we'll still introduce it, and then we'll know, or we'll get to know how we can also stretch a hand to them.
Okay.
But let me go to the lady. Well, let's look at the current water situation in these communities. What is the current water situation in communities in the north?
So currently in the communities in which CWS works, the water situation is dire. These communities are drinking surface water. So they're drinking from dams, from dugouts, rivers, streams, local wells that are contaminated with human and animal waste. And this time of year, it's the dry season.
Yeah.
And so these sources are starting to dry up. Currently, 7 of our communities have dry dugouts, which means their water source, you know, it's disappeared. And so they have to walk anywhere from 2 to 5, you know, even maybe up to 6 miles longer to get water.
Yeah, I was discussing with a friend, and then he said they can walk this long to go and fetch the water. And then he was making, he cracked the joke and said, they will walk and go and fetch the water on their way, but they'll be tired before they get home. They've drank the water they went to fetch. So they don't have water to even take their bath. They don't have water to cook. So it means that the situation is really serious. And we visited one community. We'll come to that. But since you have given us the current situation, Shaq, let's look at the districts where CWC, Community Water Solutions,
yeah,
where
so,
do you
so
work?
It's Tamale Metro, Savelugun Antong, East Gonja, Central Gonja, Tolong Kumbungu, and more down Yendi.
Okay, more down Yendi.
Yeah.
Ibrahim, let me bring Ibrahim in. They've mentioned the districts. Is our district captured?
Well, our district is not captured. That is the Sanalgu district. Formerly, it was under the Tamale Metro Assembly. now that I know you started work before the district was carved out, perhaps you were looking at communities within those areas as well. But now that the new district has been carved out, this particular community we're talking about, Kuntalga, is located in the Sanago district. And then they are facing problems of water and education. But more particularly, you are into water. And then we want to know if there is good news, since you are not working, your districts are, that particular district is not part of the districts that you work in. We want to know if there will be some kind of good news for these people, because they are not far away from Tamale. If we take the Senate road down to Tahasai, they are just there. Whether you have any good news for them.
So actually, our districts are not updated. We are working in Tamale Metro and the new Segnerago district. We actually might be working in some of those communities because we're working in Kula, which is down that road.
Which is very close to Kuntalga. Kula is just some few kilometers away from Kuntalga.
And so, you know, we're up to going there and scouting it out and checking out the water situation to see if we could possibly work there.
Okay.
Do you know what the water situation is? Like, where are they drinking from now?
Yeah. Well, for now, they don't have any water source. They are drinking from a drainage system that flows down from Tamale to the community.
Yeah. And then, to be more specific, from the Tamale Teaching Hospital.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes. At this point in time, at this point of the season, the water source, their water sources dry up. We were told that they were contributing money for a tanker to carry water from Tamale to the community to supply them. But it got to a point where they had no money and they have to abandon that. They have to walk as far as sometimes Kula, the community, the next community you are working in, to fetch water. So that is their precarious situation. They were saved by the recent rain that fell. So their sources were filled up with the contaminated water or impure water for them to consume. So they don't have any water sources. They drink from unwholesome sources, contaminated sources.
Yeah. So we only work in communities that have a water source. So we require the community to have water for at least, 10 months out of the year. Otherwise, the woman will have no water to treat. We do not construct dugouts or dams. But we're in direct contact with district assemblies, and we can recommend the district assemblies dig something for them. But that's not exactly our job, to dig dugouts.
Well, they are not far from Kula. So thinking about ways of extending that service. And they also have some dugouts where, the assembly could help them dredge so that it will be bigger and contain water for longer time. And then you can use that to treat them as well. What about that?
We can definitely go. Shaq and I can go and assess the situation. Mm. I think the best thing for us to do is to go there ourselves and see it. See what they're drinking, ask questions, talk to the people in the community, and then we can really give you a better idea.
Okay, so we'll do a follow-up on that, and if you need any assistance in terms of media publicity, at least you can also fall on us or count on us to support you.
Great.
Community development is what we stand for, and we need organizations like you to be on board so that we can make our world a better place. Yes. So still staying with Brian, and let's look at how do we find CWS? How can we find you guys?
The communities.
Yeah, the communities.
So we work with district assemblies very closely, and we ask for their recommendations. So if they know any communities that are only drinking from open water sources, they give us those recommendations, and we go and check them out for ourselves. We also get recommendations from communities. So the woman we work with, they might say, we've heard of this community a mile away. Will you go check them out? They're only drinking from a dugout. And we get a lot of recommendations that way as well.
Okay. Shaq, let me bring you in. I know you're smiling, and I know that is for a good cause. How does Community Water Solution go about bringing clean water? You said you bring clean. How do you go about it?
So what we do is, as I was telling you earlier, any community we go, we make sure we choose two entrepreneurs. We told you we only deal with surface water treatment. So what we do is, any community we go, we bring a big poly tank with, do you know that 200-liter brew drum?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the 200-liter brew drums. We make sure we bring three. And we train the women very well so that they will know exactly what they are doing.
Okay, so they train them and then for them to know what they are doing.
Yeah, and what we do is, it's just a simple treatment. What we do is we use alum to reduce turbidity rates.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we use chlorine.
All right.
We show them the right amount to use, because every 200 liter blue drum.
Okay.
Every 200 liter blue drum, they use one aqua tap.
All right. Okay, so it means that this is really good, and then also with the chemicals coming in, it means that we surely will have clean water. Shark, I'm still staying with you, and I want to know how you make your work sustainable. Sometimes people go and then they do it and they leave the community. There's no way to sustain it. How do you make your work sustainable?
Oh, we make it sustainable by monitoring, by frequent monitoring. We make sure any community we implement, we go there every week to see how everything is going.
Okay.
By visiting households to see how everyone is doing. We ask them to know, like, as they've started drinking clean water, what are their health statistics, what are the changes they've seen in their health statistics. Yeah, so we do hear people's opinion. You know, to introduce a new thing to a new community, it's good you follow up with them to really make sure they like what you've come to introduce to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And yeah, Ibrahim, come in.
Yes, but back to my community. I know you're going there to do the assessment, but you are working in the water NGO sector, and you know other NGOs too, they are into water. I mean, if you go there and access, definitely we'll be partnering with you, we'll be following you closely. When you go there and do your assessment, the reports that will come out, we'll want to know the report and see, even if you cannot do it because it doesn't directly fall under your domain, because you deal with open water treatment. So if you can get some other NGOs within the water sector to help in doing something about the plight of the people of Kuntalga, because Kula, if you know Kula, is not far away from Kula, and then I hope that, I mean, consulting other people, you should be able to do something positive in that particular community.
Yeah, so as I said before, we work closely with district assembly officers, and so we can make a recommendation to them. We can say, you know, after we assess Kuntalaga's water situation, we can say, you know, this isn't the best fit for us, but do you have any other water NGOs you could recommend for them?
Okay.
Or we could recommend like a filter organization that distributes water filters. But we'll try our best to assess and see if there is a possibility for us to work there first and then go from there.
The assessment, I want to know how soon would you be conducting that?
Maybe within the next few weeks.
In
the next month.
Okay. So we'll be partnering with you closely. We'll be following you closely to make sure that if you are going, and then you can afford to, for all of us to go with you, so that we'll be part of the assessment process and see how best we can all help in.
We'll go ourselves first, and then I have Chris's number, so I can give him a call and let him know how it went.
Okay.
But, you know, we have other communities on our list to take priority, and then we'll go and see what happens. But we can't make any promises. We have to see the situation first before we can really say. You know, it's good you see before you say you can do something.
You can do something. Mm-hmm. That is very, very true. Your work entails a lot. How do you fund your projects?
Yeah, you know, it's a volunteer study program where people apply to come through the organization, come help start up, by giving people clean water.
And okay.
Yeah. Each person that comes pays $3,000.
Mm.
Yeah. Before you can start the program. So usually it's four people per group.
Okay.
So these are U.S. students and young professionals that apply for the study abroad volunteer program in the U.S. They apply, they're accepted, and they have to fundraise $3,000 to come to Ghana. And that money goes towards the capital to start a water business, and it goes towards the monitoring and operation costs
of
CWS.
So the volunteers pay?
Yes.
They pay to come to Ghana to help?
Yep. it's innovative because we don't rely upon government funding. We don't rely upon anyone. We just rely upon getting the volunteers.
Yes. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I've heard that. I'm smiling.
Okay. Yeah. So that is the situation. People are paying to come and help.
So do you have any idea to imbibe that kind of spirit even in the communities and the areas that you work? For instance, you have to pay up $3,000 to be part of this particular initiative.
Yes.
And then you come to see the people, they are sitting down, they are not doing anything to help themselves. How do you feel about it? How do you encourage the citizens to also take up such good initiatives?
Yeah. So we believe in empowering women to start these water businesses, not giving anything out for free. This isn't a handout.
Okay.
This is starting a water business and getting the community involved to build the polytank stand. You know, the community's there every single step of the way. They're part of the water process. They elect the women. They choose where the water treatment center is placed. You know, they hear us talk about what's going to happen. And so in that way, we kind of bring that entrepreneurial spirit to the community to start a business and not give things up for free.
And I'm very happy you mentioned that the community members choose where to place the treatment plants. Because looking at these development issues, a friend was doing a project as to why community members were not accessing potable water. That there were some boreholes drilled by some NGOs and the community members were not really drinking from that place. And we went there, questioned them, and their answers were that they were not informed as to where to position these boreholes. And where they have positioned their boreholes, they believe that is where their ancestors live. So if they go there to fetch, they'll be disturbing their ancestors, so they will not fetch, so that they will avoid curses and then the wrath of their ancestors. So if you involve them, they tell you this is where we want to position it. And then even in another community, the members said we are not fetching because we want to go longer distances. It's like the community's women are sidelined. So when the women go on longer distances, they have the time to do the talking, the little gossiping. But the borehole was closer to their homes and they said they won't fetch. They still want to go the longer distance because they see the walking as their freedom. The only time they get to really talk to themselves. And these community members were not accessing. So I believe involving community members is one key way to go. Yeah. Now, finally, let's go to how do we reach you? Oh, yeah.
Before we go to that place, I'm more curious about knowing what is in their spirit that gives them that, the volunteerism spirit to pay to come down to Africa and help them. What is it that African people, we as Africans, can learn from what you do? The American spirit, what is it? Is it some kind of blood they inject into you or some kind of vaccine they inject to you? What is that?
I think it's in Ghana as well. I think that spirit is here as well. But I think in the U.S. there are a lot of young people who want to get involved abroad in Africa to kind of see what challenges people face here. And, you know, see it, what they can do to help. But I don't think that's limited to Americans. I think Ghanaians also have that within them. And I think that's starting here as well.
It starts. And have you had any Ghanaians, apart from Shaq?
Yeah, so we have... Oh, Shaq's not a volunteer. He's a full-time employee.
Oh, okay.
He's paid to be here. He's not paying to be here.
Okay.
We have 5 full-time Ghanaian staff from Tamale that work for us. I'm the only American in country. And then we have 10 part-time CWS employees and taxi drivers that we work with, 10 taxi drivers that we work with during the fellowship program.
Okay.
So we really try to employ and involve Ghanaians every way possible. And we hope to eventually expand the fellowship program to possibly Ghanaians who want to fundraise, they can come too. We have had Ghanaians who studied in the U.S. come and participate in the program as well. We're hoping to expand that beyond just the U.S., to maybe European universities, Ghanaian universities. We're not limited to just the U.S.
Okay, you mentioned Ibrahim, come in.
Shaq
wants to say something.
We didn't talk of solar because, you know, we are dealing more into water. Because what we do too is we go to communities. We just started that program. That's why we didn't bring it up in our intro.
Yes, but I want to know how difficult is it in finding water in the communities that you work in? And the follow-up question is, do you have any plans to introduce the drilling of boreholes?
No. So we specifically only work in open water source treatment because groundwater in the northern region is so hard to hit.
Okay.
You know, you hear about borehole drilling companies going out, drilling 8 times and not hitting water. So this is another option for communities that cannot have boreholes because there's no groundwater in that community. We are another option. Okay. And that's why our solution works so well.
All right. We are getting to the tail end. And Brenna, you mentioned expansion. Do you only want to be in Ghana?
Yeah. So I think Shaq started talking a little bit about it, where we're expanding to, and I'll let him talk in a minute. But so we just opened an office in Salaga last June. And so we're hoping to work in the, we have 5 communities in the Salaga area. We'll add 2 in June. We're hoping to expand in that area because the area is very untouched. It's remote.
Okay.
We're hoping to expand in Ghana even further. We've talked about expanding to other countries, but have nothing official just yet. And recently we've started working in solar, and I'll let Shaq elaborate.
Okay.
Do you want to?
Yeah, so with the solar communities, like where we implement the water treatment centers, these are the same communities we go back to help them with electricity. Not wiring into their houses, but we just make a center, just like the water business.
Mm.
And we choose entrepreneurs to run that too. So we go to every household, share them lamps, so the students can be reading at night. Yeah, they can be doing their work at night when they have light. And people are really interested. We are very happy having that.
Okay. All right. How do we reach you before we end everything? Because someone will be listening out there. The person would want to also know more about Community Water Solution. How do we reach you guys?
Yeah, so it's if we have a website, you can go on. That's www.communitywatersolutions.org.
Okay. One word?
Yeah, one word.
Mm-hmm.
Just before you go, and then if I am in a community, we have an open water source, and I want you to be part of it. How do I get you people on board to also give us some kind of water treatment to better our lives? And I want to know again, what is the contribution of the district assemblies towards your project?
Yeah. So Shaq, I think Shaq can answer how to reach us further.
Yeah. So sometimes, as we just mentioned, our website. If you go on that, you see all what we do, yeah, and through our cell phones too.
Yeah.
Do you want to mention your number, Shaq, for people
number,
to call?
Yeah, it's 020-56-54407.
Yeah, repeat it again for us.
020-56-54407.
Okay, anytime, any day.
Yeah. So people can call this number to let us know if they need our aid. Yeah, we'll respond.
Okay.
Yes, but we want to just enhance this relationship, KESME FM and then CWS. How do we do it? Is that possible we can bridge or build a stronger relationship in dealing with communities through collaboration?
For sure. I think outreach, you know, the radio is so important in the northern region, and people listen to the radio even in rural communities. So I think that would be great for us to have the opportunity to come and speak and, you know, give our numbers, give people ways to contact us. And if you can give us recommendations of communities, we can check those out. I think that's a great start.
Mm. Well.
Okay. So we'll also go into our chambers, put certain things together, and we'll get back to you.
All right.
Okay. So Shaq and Brenna, thank you very much. I don't know if you have any final words.
No, just thank you so much for having us this morning. It was great getting to come and meet you and speak on the radio.
All right. Thank you. And we hope to have you more on our shows.
Thank you, too.